In the summer of 2019, I began to notice a concerning trend among my coaching clients. High-ranking executives, successful entrepreneurs, physician leaders, and elite athletes. Whereas I used to spend most of my time with them discussing high-performance habits and routines, over the past few years, I'd been hearing something else. "I'm dying for a break," said my client Tim, the chief physician of adult and family medicine at a large healthcare system. "But even when I try to take a single weekend off, I can't seem to go more than a few hours without opening my work email. Logically, I know I don't have to, and I don't really want to, but I feel compelled to check. To be honest, I become restless and insecure if I don't." Other clients experience angst when they don't have the proverbial next thing lined up, and even when they do, they worry about falling short. They perceive a deep-seated need to always be pushing towards something, lest they feel a widening gap, a sense of emptiness in their lives. "I thought that when I finally secured funding and launched this business, I'd be content," said Samantha, an entrepreneur at a fast-growing technology company. "But I was wrong, and I'm a bit worried that if this isn't enough, I'm not sure what will be." Some of my clients also report feeling scattered, if not physically, then mentally, spending too much time looking back, planning ahead, second-guessing their decisions, or getting caught up in what-if scenarios. "I've long felt the pull of distraction, and I've long had a tendency to overthink things," explained Ben, the CEO of a large software company. "Yet it feels intensified now, like hyper-distraction. It's harder than ever to be present. I can deal with it, but I don't like it." Most of these individuals, including Tim, Samantha, and Ben, have been go-getters for as long as they can remember. They are determined and goal-driven, and they care deeply about their work and personal lives. They are no strangers to adversity. The athletes have faced awful injuries. The executives who identify as minorities have faced bias and discrimination. The entrepreneurs have stared down arduous hours. Everyone has dealt with significant stress, especially the physicians, who are confronted with life and death situations on a regular basis. And yet, despite overcoming these obstacles, all of my clients, individuals whom I've come to admire greatly, continue to struggle mightily. It's not just my coaching clients. These themes have also been prominent in my research and writing, which has focused on performance, well-being, and general life satisfaction. Many of the people I've gotten to know through this work, top athletes, intellectuals, and creatives, have shared similar discontent. By conventional standards, they are highly successful. But deep down, they too often sense that something is not quite right, that something is missing. Interestingly, many of these people tell me that when they aren't wound up, they can actually feel quite low. It's not that they are clinically depressed. It's just that they are often bothered by a lingering sense of dissatisfaction. As one world-class athlete reflected to me, "If I stop looking ahead, I start feeling the post-competition blues, even if I won the dang competition. It'd be nice to have a little more and deeper peace."